This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Not the same. to stay up all night, walking the floor, tormented by fear. I've got the power.
He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. You know, we heard that a little while ago, and we're just thinking here about how that, you know, God looks beyond our faults. He sees our needs every single day. You know, whatever your needs are, whatever you're going through, God knows all about it. He really does.
Yes, he does.
He knows what our needs are. And we just want you to know that whatever your needs are today, if you're out there listening and you have prayer requests, you have something that needs some prayerful attention and you'd like for us to pray with you, well, call the station. We'll be glad,
yes, we will,
during the lunch hour or any time to stop, pray for your needs, because we believe that God answers prayers. And, you know, many times we've had people call. We had someone called in a while ago and said, you prayed for me, and, you know, it's blessed me to know that you're praying. We had someone call today, ask for prayer, and then after we prayed for them, somebody called up and said, let them know that we're praying for them.
For them, yes.
And, you know, the people of God coming together in prayer. That's why we call this prayer and praise time. You know, we have some praise reports that come in from time to time, and we praise the Lord along the way, thanking God for the things that the Lord provides for us. You know, from time to time, we have what is called a matching funds challenge. And most of the time, we accomplish that in the allotted time. We get it done. And sometimes it gets down to the last minute or two that those matching funds come in at the last minute. And every once in a while, we've had to hold a few little seconds on the clock to make sure that everybody had the opportunity to call and get in, and so that we don't miss that challenge.
That's right.
And we have called that the NASA hold.
Hmm.
But we were thinking about, you know, in the Bible, when God held the sun for Joshua. You remember over in Joshua chapter 10?
That's right.
He was fighting the Amorites. And, you know, the battle had to be fought. They were running out of time. And Joshua prayed and said, then Joshua spake to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the children of Israel, and said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heavens and hastened not to go down about a whole day. You know, the sun stood still for a whole day. Now, we're not holding those challenge for the whole
day.
Day, you know,
right.
We're holding them for a few minutes. But, you know, sometimes we wish we had more time. We wish we had more time to accomplish the things that need to be done. You know, we have said things like this. Well, there's not enough hours in the day. Now, if we could get another, you know, 8 or 10 hours a day, well, we might get things done in that day that we wouldn't have done otherwise. But I hope that at the same time we would get some new hearts and limbs to be able to do all of that extra work, you know, because it certainly would wear us out. But friends, we have a limited amount of time. We only have that time that the Lord has given us. We have that 24-hour day just like you do, and we're only able to put in so many hours a day. We're able only to share with you for a little while what our needs are financially, and we hope that during the time allotted that you'll take the opportunity to pick up the phone and call and simply say, count on me.